Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Laura Duda. I am Senior Vice President and Chief Communications Officer for Goodyear. Bonjour à tous et bienvenue. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that we are gathered here today on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Huron-Wendat peoples. Goodyear honors all First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples and their contributions to this land. Thank you, merci. It is great to see so many members of Team Goodyear and our government partners gathered here as we mark an important milestone for our company and for Canada. Goodyear has a long, proud history of innovation, job creation, and community building here in Napanee, 36 years to be exact. What we are announcing today will be key to Goodyear's continued growth in Canada and globally. To help us unveil this exciting milestone, I'm pleased to have Goodyear's Global Chief Executive Officer and President Mark Stewart here with us. We are also honored to have several federal, provincial, and local leaders joining us who have been strong supporters of manufacturing, advocates for sustainability, and drivers of economic growth for many years, including the Right Honorable Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the Honorable Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, the Honorable Mary Ng, Minister of Export Promotions, International Trade and Economic Development, the Honorable Vic Fedeli, Ontario Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, Terry Richardson, Mayor of Napanee, John Wise, Reeve of Stone Mills and Warden of Lennox and Addington County. So welcome everyone. Without further ado, let's get to the big announcement. Please welcome to the podium Goodyear's Global CEO and President, Mark Stewart.
Thank you, Laura, and thank you guys for all being here. So I was gonna say good morning, but we're just a touch late, so we're gonna move that to good afternoon, everybody, right? So again, I'm Mark Stewart, the CEO for Goodyear. I've had the privilege to lead the company for the last 6.5 months, but a long-standing personal and professional history in Canada as well. My second home, I think I would like to say, without actually having one, but I love coming, and I'm so excited to be here in Napanee today. We are really excited to be here. We want to welcome the press. We want to welcome our guests. We want to thank all of our associates from Napanee here today, guys, as well. It's absolutely outstanding plant. Unbelievable. And again, for, as Laura already announced, all of our distinguished officials here, but again, Prime Minister, Minister Ng, Premier Ford, Minister Fedeli, Mayor Richardson, Chief Miracle, thank you all for being here and supporting us today with your staffs. We really, really appreciate. You know, we are really excited today to announce our $575 million Canadian dollar expansion to invest and modernize our Napanee plant. You know, it's some of the best days of being a CEO to be able to come out and talk about growth, talk about expansion on a plant that's one of our shining stars across the Goodyear network. And to do that today, and for us to be able to meet the challenge, right, to come forward with and evolve the plant to more diverse needs for the EV market, for the electric vehicles, as well as to expand on the great product portfolio Napanee has today in the all-terrain markets. We're gonna add capacity to get us to 2 million tires per year. We're gonna continue our focus and our commitment on the green and sustainable environment right here in Napanee and as well across the world in both our plants as well as our products. We're going to continue to reduce our CO2 emissions and our greenhouse gas another 10% by the time we get to 2030 and 100% by 2040. Again, we really appreciate our very deep partnership with the federal, provincial, and local municipalities. Of course, our amazing associates that make it happen every day here in Napanee and their families here in the community. Our investments include facility expansion, additional modernization, new state-of-the-art equipment, as well as new technology for the coming times of the growth in EV, as well as our mobility and things such as the sensor tires, connected mobility with the OEMs and with our customers. We're going to add 200 additional highly skilled manufacturing job, a 25 increase on our base of the 800 amazing associates we've got here today. We began construction earlier this year, will be completed by mid-27. And really, it's our drive to continue to be a leader and to continue to move ourselves on the podium in terms of the global leader in the tire industry, driving future growth and shareholder value and community commitment. We've got a long tenured partnership with Canada and Ontario specifically. We've been selling and manufacturing tires since 1910 here in Canada, and here in Napanee since 1988. We're both proud and as well appropriately humbled to have this partnership with the city, the province, and the feds. Again, thank you. Thank you all for your support of this expansion. Thank you for the commitment to Goodyear and to the community. You know, our EV tire fitments here and our new Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready 2. We have a lot of cameras. I have to give a sales pitch. These guys know I do this wherever I go. But great products made here in Napanee. Please support our folks here in Napanee building absolutely top-notch leader performance tires every day. And the Weather Ready 2 is hitting the market right now for our new all season, setting the standard again in all season. Thank you all for joining us today, and really glad to have you here. Laura, I'll give it back to you.
Thank you, Mark. Goodyear is very proud to partner with the Canadian government in advancing automotive and electric vehicle infrastructure to make a positive impact on our communities. Our journey from creating the first bicycle tires in 1898 to becoming one of the world's largest and leading tire companies has been made possible by visionary partners like the Government of Canada, who are dedicated to uplifting communities and looking to the future. Please welcome to the podium the Right Honourable Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada.
Bon après-midi tout le monde, good afternoon. Thank you, Laura, for that warm introduction. And thanks to you and Mark and the entire Goodyear team for being here today. Je suis très, très content d'être ici à Napanee, en présence d'une compagnie, d'une grande défenseuse des travailleurs canadiens, notre bonne ministre Mary Ng, Minister of International Trade, et le député de Kingston et les îles, Mark Gerritsen. It's also great to be joined once again by Premier Ford. Doug, always good to be making an announcement with you, and Vic Fedeli and the broader team. Also want to recognize the Chief of the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte, Chief Maracle. Thank you so much, Chief, for being here today. Mayor Terry Richardson, Reeve John Weiss, there you guys are. Great to have you here. Thank you for welcoming us to this beautiful community. But I have to say, we're not here today because of a federal government investment. We're not here today because of a provincial government investment. We're not here because of the work that Goodyear has done around here. We are here because of one group of people, specifically and only, and it's all of you associates. The reason Goodyear has chosen to invest here even more is because of the tradition of excellence that has been showcased here in Napanee for over 30 years now. If we are here today making this announcement at all, it's because of incredible Canadian workers like all of you across the country who are committed to building a brighter future, to strengthening their communities, and being part of an extraordinarily strong economy. Thank you for being here and for allowing us all to be here today and interrupting your day of work, but they'll make up the productivity afterwards, I guarantee it. But before I get into this announcement, I do want to talk about something else that has been on my mind, on all of our minds over the past couple of weeks. Canadians have been cheering loudly and proudly for the Olympics. And with the Olympics ending yesterday, I think we really need to, first of all, recognize all our Canadian athletes, not just the gold medal winners, but everyone who stepped up to showcase Canadians at our very best on the world stage. But when we cheer for the Olympics, and Canadians don't do a good enough job of cheering for ourselves day in and day out, but boy, oh boy, every few years we sure step up on cheering in the Olympics. And yes, it's about cheering our extraordinary young athletes, but it's also about cheering for ourselves. These kids who've trained across the country in small communities, waking up early hours, supported by friends and neighbors and community offices and businesses, supported by great coaches and trainers, people who come in from around the world to push Canadian excellence, do it with one goal, to try and stand on top of the podium and wave that Canadian flag and hear that Canadian anthem. So when we are celebrating our Olympians, we're also celebrating everything we've done as a society, not just to support them directly, but to create the opportunities for millions and millions of kids to get involved in sports, to compete, to dream of representing their country at the highest level, and to drive through their success that way. So over the past 2 weeks, we've been cheering on the greatest country in the world through our athletes. We need to remember we should be cheering for Canada, not just on the Olympic stage, but when we bring in great announcements like this, when we see the work that Canadians are doing right across the country in building the future, in showcasing our excellence across the world, this is what is exciting. So as we celebrate the end of the Olympics and the beginning of the Paralympics, we need to continue remembering we're celebrating Canadians every single day. That's what we need to do as Canada. We need to do more of, and that's what we're going to keep doing. Thank you. Back to the announcement of today. For decades, the auto sector has been one of the drivers of the Canadian economy. Le secteur automobile, c'est l'une des plus importantes sources d'exportation. L'an dernier, il a ajouté 18 milliards de dollars à notre PIB, and it creates good-paying, fulfilling, and community-building work for Canadians, for over 500,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. And yet, when we took over from the Conservative government, this sector was in decline. Jobs were fleeing abroad. Companies were choosing to invest elsewhere. But that was not inevitable. That was not just how the world is going, and we are proof of that here today. See, every government has choices. And after a lost decade under federal Conservative rule, our government chose a different path. On a vu que l'économie mondiale était en transformation. On a vu que pendant qu'on s'efforçait à lutter contre la crise climatique et à offrir de l'air pur, il fallait passer aux voitures à essence, aux voitures électriques. Et donc, on a agi en investissant. We chose to back our auto workers and invest in the future of the industry. And the results speak for themselves. In just the last 4 years, we've attracted over $46 billion worth of investments across the EV supply chain, from mines to assembly lines. Rio Tinto, General Motors, Northvolt, Volkswagen, Honda, and so many more. These global leaders have recognized all that Canada and Canadians have to offer. Abundant clean energy and a commitment to serious climate action, access to critical minerals and other natural resources, stable and reliable democratic institutions, strong trade relationships spanning every corner of the globe, and most importantly, the best workers in the world. As I'm out making a pitch for Canada internationally, yes, we talk about our resources. We talk about having more trade deals than just about anyone else. We're the only G7 economy with a free trade deal with every other G7 economy. But our single greatest competitive advantage is Canadians themselves. Companies from around the world are trying to connect with the reliable, educated, ambitious, serious workforce that we have right across the country. That's why companies like Goodyear, who have places all around the world, say, yeah, you know what? We're doubling down on our investments in Canada. We know that Canadians will deliver in this changing world. We're the reliable bet. That's why we've seen foreign direct investment massively spike over the past years. As companies are coming to invest in Canada, it's because of all of you. So keep it up. The future is in good hands. See, when we present these list of facts to global investors, their choice ends up being simple. They choose Canada, they choose Canadians. And today, yet another global leader is doing exactly the same. With support from the Government of Canada, Goodyear is expanding and modernizing this facility to produce tires specially made for electric vehicles. Goodyear's more than $575 million investment will create and maintain hundreds of good-paying, sustainable jobs right here in Napanee, all while ensuring they reach net zero by 2040. And on top of that, they're investing back in Canadian research and development so that Canada remains a global EV leader for decades to come. Today, Goodyear is like countless other auto leaders, putting its faith in Canadian workers. They know that Canada is the place to invest to lead the global energy transformation, and that's why they're stepping up and doing their part in building a strong, resilient economy here in Canada, now and for decades to come. Because that's what this announcement is all about. It's not just about, you know, making a few more tires here, although 2 million more tires is a very good thing. It's about the jobs that Goodyear is going to be relying on and that folks in these communities can rely on. I spoke with Hannah earlier, she's down on the end there in the red. She's a second generation worker here at Goodyear. There are young people here who are third generations, whose parents and grandparents were part of this plant going back to the late 80s. This investment, at a time where people are worried that the global competition for jobs is increasing, this investment, this confidence in Canada and in Canadians, means there's not just going to be a fourth generation of tire workers here in Goodyear, in Napanee. It means there's going to be a fifth and sixth and seventh generation. It means people are going to be building things here in Canada that are adjusted to the way the world needs. The world's changing with EVs. So making tires for electric vehicles. By the way, why do we need electric vehicle tires that are different? Well, electric vehicles are heavier, they have more torque, so they need have more resistance in the wheels, and they need to be quieter when the loudest thing on a car is not the engine, but the tires. The kind of innovation that Goodyear is doing is more and more important. And when a company is looking for how it's going to play a solid role for coming decades, they're looking for safe, solid investments to make in places like Canada, in workers like Canadian workers. So once again, today's announcement proves what our government has said for a long time. The good, responsible climate policy is good, responsible economic policy. Indeed, you can't have a plan for the future of our economy if you don't have a plan to fight climate change. And look, we all know full well that the Conservative Party of Canada has no plan to fight climate change. But it's also increasingly obvious that they have no plan for the economy either. Pierre Poilievre has been clear. He will cut these investments in Canada's future and cut jobs for Canadian workers because he won't invest in workers and in the future. See, every government, every leader has choices. We've chosen to invest in Canadians, invest in workers, invest in our future. Poilievre has chosen to write off Canada's auto sector, to let good middle-class jobs disappear, and to let down Canadian workers. Well, our government will never let that happen. On va toujours être du côté des travailleurs canadiens et du secteur de l'automobile. On va toujours investir dans des emplois durables et payants, pas seulement dans les prochaines années, mais pour les prochaines générations. Confident countries invest in themselves and in their workers. That's the choice we will always make. Merci beaucoup tout le monde. Thank you.
Thank you, Prime Minister Trudeau. Canada is a key part of Goodyear's global operations. The country's innovation-driven environment and skilled workforce have been integral to our success. Likewise, Ontario has played a pivotal role for Goodyear. It's the home of our Canadian office and, of course, our Napanee plant. The province's robust infrastructure, skilled labor force, and supportive business environment have been instrumental in enabling Goodyear to thrive and innovate. Together, we have worked toward creating jobs and contributing to the region's economic prosperity. Now, will you please welcome the Honourable Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario.
Thank you. Well, first of all, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Laura, for that introduction. And I'm thrilled to be back here in the beautiful Greater Napanee alongside my champion of all champs, the number one salesperson, Vic Fedeli. I know he travels around the world and attracting companies, and also the local champion, Rick Versee. And Prime Minister, I want to thank you and Minister Ng on your entire team, as well as Chief Miracle. Chief, I know we were talking on the phone last week, and great to see you, Mayor Richardson, Warden Wise, and the County of Lennox and Addington. Today's announcement is another great example of all levels of government, of everyone coming together to support local businesses and workers and to help create better jobs and bigger paychecks. I also want to thank Mark and everyone from Goodyear for hosting us today. I want to thank your associates. As I always tell Vic, our number one selling feature anywhere in the world are the people of Ontario. I'll put our folks against anyone anywhere in the world. We have the best of the best, and great seeing everyone, and let's keep going. Goodyear has been a huge part of our province's auto industry for over a century. We've been so proud to have you as a partner and a team member of Team Ontario, employing thousands of hardworking people, supporting so many families, and becoming rooted in the communities you operate in. Thank you. Today's announcement marks another big milestone in Goodyear's ongoing success in Ontario. The company's more than $575 million investment, which is supported by a $20 million investment from the province, will modernize and expand this facility here in Napanee to significantly scale our province's production of tires for electric and all-terrain vehicles. Once built and operational, this new expanded plant will employ more than 1,000 people and be a huge boost to our province's growing auto and EV industry. That's because here in Ontario, we're building an end-to-end EV supply chain, connecting our critical minerals in the north and clean steel manufacturers in Hamilton and Sault Ste. Marie to automakers and parts and battery manufacturers across the province. And I'm so excited about the progress we're making. Over the past 4 years, Ontario has attracted more than $43 billion in electric vehicle and battery investments. We've welcomed new battery plants in Windsor, Alliston, and St. Thomas. Major investments from parts and component producers in Loyalist Township, Brantford, Port Colborne, and now in Napanee. And we're so proud that Ontario is now the only place in North America that has the six largest automakers call home. And friends, the world is taking notice. You know, we have become Ontario an economic powerhouse in North America. If we were a standalone country, and I never recommend that, Prime Minister, but if we're a standalone country, we'd be the U.S.'s third largest trading partner in the world. We do $500 billion of two-way trade with the U.S. We're the number one customer to 17 states, number two to 13 states. So the world is watching, and again, the best asset we have are the people. Earlier this year, Canada surpassed China in Bloomberg's global battery supply chain rankings. This is the first time ever China has been unseated from the top spot. Companies are investing in Ontario, because of this growing supply chain, because of the people. They're choosing Ontario because of the investments we're making in skills training, in energy infrastructure, and to build roads and highways. We're investing over $190 billion. Nowhere in North America can say that. $190 billion in roads, in highways, in bridges, in hospitals, in schools, and every other infrastructure, and broadband as well. And we're just gonna keep moving forward on this. International companies are setting up shop here, and local companies are expanding because of our competitive business environment. I always say, you cannot tax your way to prosperity. It's never worked anywhere in the world. It doesn't work anywhere here. And we're gonna make sure that we're still competitive, creating the environment for the people of Ontario to thrive and prosper and grow. Because of the work our government has done to cut red tape by over $1 billion a year, to reduce these costs of doing business by $8 billion each and every single year, and for cutting, not raising taxes on the people or businesses. We're the only government in the country that has never raised a tax since we've been in office. We will never raise a tax. We will see revenues grow by expanding companies like this and the $43 billion of EV expansion, $20 billion in tech, $3 billion in life sciences. And just think, last year, think of this stat here. I love this stat. So last year, the manufacturing of this province, folks like yourself, created more manufacturing jobs here in Ontario than all 50 US states combined. Think of that. That's pretty staggering. And that's never been done before, but I'm gonna be very frank, they're catching up to us, so we just gotta keep going. It's 50 against one, but we'll still hold our own. And folks, as the world continues to face economic and geopolitical uncertainty here in Ontario, we're going to keep working hard to create the environment for businesses like Goodyear to thrive, prosper, and grow. And when companies thrive, prosper, and grow, so do their associates thrive, prosper, and grow. I have a very simple theory. You have two choices. Either put money back into the people's pocket, and they're going to be doing things they might otherwise not be able to do, as simple as going out for dinner, buying something they might not be able to buy. The best place to do is put it in your pocket. The worst place to do is give your money to the government. Then when it comes to companies, same thing. You put money back into the company's pockets, they're going to invest in their people, into their infrastructure, into their technology, and that's how we thrive. We're going to keep the momentum going here in Ontario, attracting more EV and auto investments, and creating better jobs and bigger paychecks in every part of our province. Once again, I want to thank you, Goodyear, all your associates, Mark and Laura and your whole team, for your investments and for your continued confidence in our province and our workers. Thank you to everyone for joining us today, and may God bless the people of Ontario. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Premier Ford. Goodyear is proud to have facilities all around the world. This global reach has been made possible thanks to the support of bold leaders and decision makers who facilitate robust trade. Next, please join me in welcoming one such leader, Canada's Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade, and Economic Development, the Honourable Mary Ng.
Well, thank you so much. It's really, really terrific to be here today. Always great to be here with the Prime Minister and my colleague, MP Gerritsen, of course, the Premier, and my provincial colleague, Vic. You and I do lots of work together, and I think this is a demonstration of how our collaboration brings together really good work for people, and of course, Mark, to Goodyear, to all of your colleagues, and to all the great workers. It really is terrific to be here, and I'm so delighted to also be in Napanee, to be here with the Mayor and the Reeve. Thank you so much for welcoming us. I'm going to keep my remarks really, really short. I only have a couple of things to say. I'll pick up where the Prime Minister started off, which is Canadians cheering for Canadians. This announcement today, the federal government investing in Goodyear and in this expansion together with the province so that Goodyear will create those incredible tires for what are going to be the cars of the future. We've been building them for over 100 years in Canada. We're going to be building them for 100 years more. They're going to look a little different. They're going to sound a little different. They're going to be EVs, and we're going to have great new Goodyear tires on those EVs. So let's cheer for Canada. Let's cheer for the great work that the workers are doing. And thank you so much, Goodyear, for your decision to expand right here in Napanee. The Premier shared a stat that I think really is one worth repeating. And that is that Canada now, through the very deliberate intention of the federal government to invest in electric vehicles, in building and fighting climate change, and building on that EV supply chain, has now put us, Canada, at the very top of the most attractive place to invest for direct investment in the EV supply chain and ecosystem, all the way from mines to processing to the building of cars, and of course, to the tires that go on those cars. It has taken a tremendous amount of work to attract the investments into Canada so that we continue and that workers continue to benefit from what we have a great saying at the federal government, which is that the environment and the economy go hand in hand. And I think today's announcement really demonstrates that building cars, building the electric vehicles, creating all of those great jobs from parts to components to electrical to the technology that goes into these EVs to the tires is very, very much the work that we spend, and I spend my day every day waking up thinking about how do we make our country more competitive, how do we support those great Canadian jobs that are here, and how do we support the jobs of tomorrow, which are green jobs. And maybe I'll just end with this one point. The Prime Minister talked about Canada being the only G7 country with free trade agreements with every other G7 country, and we have access to over 150 1.5 billion people in markets around the world. And when you think about those trade agreements, I think one of the most proud things, and that's what attracts investments like this one here today, is that architectured into Canada's trade agreements are provisions that actually stand up for the environment to fight climate change. It's provisions in our trade agreement, like the ones that we just renegotiated with the United States and Mexico, that have strong provisions in there that protect laborers and protect our workers. It is what is making investors look at Canada, the reliability of our country, of our democracy, of the rules that they can rely on, the rules that investors rely on. And it is that, and it is all of our workers, and it is all of the work that we do from coast to coast to coast that does one thing, which is let's grow Canadian jobs, let's make our communities vibrant, let's make sure that our trade and our economy is inclusive so that as we build out the economies of today and tomorrow, that it is generations and generations of you and your families here at this plant, but certainly other plants across this great province and across Canada from coast to coast to coast. So merci beaucoup. Thank you so much for this announcement today. And I look forward to driving one of those EVs with your tires on them. Thanks so much, Mark. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Minister Ng. Stable and sustainable jobs that contribute to economic development are vital for us at Goodyear. Mark shared earlier that we're adding 200 new jobs here in Napanee, taking our total number of jobs in our plant to more than 1,000. Next, please join me in welcoming the Honourable Vic Fedeli, Ontario's Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Prime Minister, Premier, Chief, MPP Brazee, Mike and the incredible team at Invest Ontario, colleagues and friends. To Mark and the incredible team at Goodyear, we extend thanks to you for continuing to choose Ontario. You've heard this. Goodyear is one of the world's largest tire companies, and as Premier Ford has already mentioned, they've been manufacturing tires here in Ontario for well over a century. They built their first manufacturing plant outside of the United States in Bowmanville, Ontario in 1910. They rapidly expanded. They built a brand new factory in the great state of Etobicoke on a 23-acre site in 1917. And by 1927, they were manufacturing 50% of all automobile tires here in Canada. Now, this Napanee plant, as you've heard, opened in 1988, becoming one of the largest employers in the region over the past 36 years. So today's milestone demonstrates Goodyear's important role as a link in our growing economy, our end-to-end supply chain, and when Goodyear made their decision to increase their capacity by 2 million tires annually, including those specialized tires for the EV market, well, of course, they looked to Team Ontario for the answers. At $43 billion, Ontario has secured more new automotive business than any U.S. state. Goodyear understood that Ontario is the North American leader when it comes to the global production and development of electric vehicles and of its components. They knew that Ontario is leading the rest of the world when it comes to building the technologies that will define the future of the automotive industry. You've heard the Premier say this 1,000 times. Here in Ontario, we have everything needed to make an electric vehicle. We have the talent, you're seeing it here today, the clean energy, that entire EV ecosystem, the critical minerals in the north, and the manufacturing might in the south. All of the boxes are checked right here in Ontario. We make the parts here, soon the EV batteries, all of the battery components, and now even the specialized tires for EVs will be made right here in Napanee, Ontario. All of these links in our auto supply chain are creating new, good-paying jobs in communities in every part of the province. And Goodyear's commitment to their workers here in Greater Napanee is another vote of confidence in our people, our world-class auto sector talent. Now, their investment will ensure the cars of the future and their parts will be built in Ontario by Ontario workers. So we wish you continued success, Mark, and your entire team. Thank you very, very much, everybody.
Thank you, Minister Fedeli. I must note, we have also received tremendous support from key partners such as the Invest Ontario team, led by Michael Fedeshin, and the team at Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada. Thank you all. In addition, Napanee Mayor Terry Richardson has been an outstanding advocate for this expansion, and he happens to be the father of one of our valued Napanee team members, Ryan Richardson. Like us, Mayor Richardson is dedicated to empowering Napanee's talented employees who are at the center of Goodyear's success. Now please join me in welcoming Mayor Richardson.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura, for such kind words. I'd like to start off by welcoming everyone here today for this monumental announcement with respect to a new modernized facility at Goodyear Napanee. First, I would like to say welcome to our honored guests, the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, the Honorable Doug Ford. Your presence here and your continued support of our community is appreciated, and we are very grateful for your respective governments for the support you give to our community. I would also like to say welcome and thank you to the Honorable Mary Ng, Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade and Economic Development, and the Honorable Vic Fedeli, Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. And of course, our local Member of Parliament, Provincial Parliament, Rick Brzee, and as well, Mark Gerritsen from the Kingston. This is a very important announcement for us today, and I'd like to thank those folks for their financial support and commitment, which will enable the future of growth and success for our community for many, many years to come. And I would also be remiss if I did not recognize and thank Goodyear Canada for the reason that we are all standing here today. Thank you, Mark Stewart, Goodyear Global CAO, and Marty Burgess, Goodyear and Napanee Plant Manager, for your leadership and foresight, and for believing not only in Goodyear and Napanee, but also our community as a whole. We look forward to your continued partnership and friendship with you. Approximately 36 years ago, Goodyear Canada announced the opening of the world's most modern radial auto tire plant in Napanee, Ontario, with a production scheduled to start in 1990. Since that time, Goodyear Napanee has not only established themselves as our largest industrial employer, but have become an integral part of our community, or maybe better said, an integral part of our Napanee family. The men and women that currently work at Goodyear, or have been employed here, have not only been committed employees, but also have become a valued part of our community, and their friends, their neighbors, their relatives, and they become a fabric of our town. Goodyear Napanee has provided careers for many local men and women from the area, and we are now seeing the generational effect to that taking place. I think it would be extremely difficult for many to find families within our community that haven't been influenced by our largest corporate partner in one way or another. I think it's also safe to say that it's extremely difficult to entice large, world-class corporate industries like Goodyear Canada to small communities such as Greater Napanee, and maybe even more difficult to keep them. We have been extremely fortunate to be able to do both. For that, we at the Town of Greater Napanee are forever grateful. This announcement today ensures our region economic stability for many decades to come. In closing, I would like to recognize my fellow members of council from the town of Greater Napanee, our friends from Lennox and Addington County, and specifically Michael Nobes, General Manager of Growth and Development, and his staff for their tireless support and dedication to ensure this project and many others in the future will succeed. As mayor of my hometown, I can think of no greater honor than to welcome the men and women here today to celebrate such an important moment. I appreciate that you all see what I see in our town, which is a great place to live, to do business, and a place with limitless potential. Thank you. And at this time, I would like to introduce His Worship John Wise, Reeve of Stone Mills Township, and the Warden of Lennox and Addington County, our neighbors and partners in this venture. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Today is an exciting day for the Township of Stone Mills and Lennox and Addington County. We're delighted that Goodyear is expanding and modernizing this facility in our community. For well over 30 years, Goodyear Napanee has greatly contributed to our regional economy and has been an excellent community partner. Thank you for your significant commitment to our municipality. I'd like to thank Prime Minister Trudeau and Premier Ford and their colleagues for their support of this project. Investments of this scale require partnerships across all levels of government. Today demonstrates that working together results in generational investments. I'd also like to thank the staff of Stone Mills Township and the County of Lennox and Addington, who've worked effectively to ensure that our region is investment ready and provided the support needed for Goodyear to make this investment decision. Goodyear is an employer of choice in Lennox and Addington. Multiple generations of our residents have worked here, and the combination of our skilled and committed workforce, along with the innovation and leadership of Goodyear, has resulted in a high-performing plant. I'm going to go a little off script here. I had a half hour, but I've really pared it down. I'm a farmer. I'm also a volunteer weather observer for Environment Canada. Volunteers provide a lot of the database for Environment Canada's climate recording and information. Since I started doing that in the mid-80s, I've seen a lot of weather change. Last year, we had a very mild winter. I added up on March 21st, the official end of winter, the number of days that had highs above freezing between December 21st and March 31st. 61 days were above freezing. Don't tell me climate change isn't happening fast. I couldn't make a rink this year. That's a major thing for me. I'm a significant hockey player, right, Terry? It's happening. It's happening faster than scientists expected. Therefore, we have to do all we can as individuals, as municipalities, as upper levels of government, as industry, to be pulling in the same direction in terms of green initiatives. That's why I'm so pleased to hear that Goodyear is going to be specializing in tires for EVs. I'm driving one right now. It had Michelin's on it when I got it, Mark. I'll replace them with Goodyear's. So that's a key component of why I'm so proud to be here today. Our municipality and Lennox and Addington County have established green purchasing and decision-making policies throughout all our operations. Having a major local industry pulling in the same direction in that regard is incredibly important. Thank you very much for the trust in our community, Goodyear. This investment will result in a substantial increase in employment and ensures that Goodyear Napanee will continue to be a world-class production facility for years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Reeve, and thank you all for taking the time today to join us to share this exciting news. Prime Minister Trudeau, Premier Ford, Minister Ng, Minister Fedeli, Mayor Richardson, and Reeve Wise. We've all heard today about the significant role that Goodyear plays in driving innovation and supporting the local economy here in Napanee, Ontario, and across Canada. We take this responsibility very seriously, and we are committed to continuing our contribution to the community and industry. And finally, to our Napanee team, you are the heart of this facility. Your hard work, dedication, and commitment to excellence drives our success. We would now like to greet the Napanee team and thank them for their contributions. This concludes our formal program. Thank you all for joining us today.